Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of Barbershop Talk Radio. I'm your host, Young Slim.
And I'm Kim.
And we're going over to week one.
Recap, I guess you could say, like the game recaps.
Of the All-Star Touch Football League. Week one is in the bag, in the books, and it's history now. So you want to go to week one?
Yeah.
Results?
All right, so the Prospects beat GCRs 30-6. Steel City beat the Patriots 26-7. Rock Bottom beat the Hybrids 41-24. The Panthers beat Colonial Diner 28-26. The Braves beat the Immortal Kings 36-6. Camden beat the Decepticons 28-6. And Price Electric beat the Ravagers, a.k.a. the Monstars, 14-12.
They're the Monstars.
They're the Monstars.
My mama calls them the Monstars. I'm going to call them the Monstars. I ain't calling them no fucking Ravagers.
Yeah. Oh, it's all the same players, right?
It's all the same.
Except
it's the
for
Monstars.
Scott. Yeah.
It's the Monstars. It's the Monstars. So.
Hey, does that mean because you have all new players that you should change your name to?
Nah, I ain't doing that. We ain't doing that. Like, Jim says he don't want to talk shit. He just wants to listen. Whatever.
What a wuss. Jim Francis.
But, the Prospects versus GC Irish. Let's go over that game first.
I didn't go to the games. Did you see any of them?
No, I didn't even get a chance to see any of them. But I know that,
Larry had the spread is even.
Yeah, Larry, that was his, this is Larry's spread.
No, this is yours.
This is our spread.
Yeah, let me pull up Larry's. Larry had the spread is even, which I was a little shocked about because I thought it was going to be like it was. I didn't expect the game to be even at all.
Well, I mean, GC Irish lost their quarterback like a week before the season started. He just decided not to play.
So they don't have a quarterback at all?
Well, they don't have the quarterback that they had for pretty much since they've been in the league.
So they're basically got a new one or looking for a new one?
They have a new one or looking for a new one. So
that sucks.
I mean, it does suck. It does suck, but I mean, you gotta move on. I mean, and keep moving. And I wish them the best of luck with that. You know what I mean? But I still didn't expect that. I still didn't expect. I thought it would still be a little closer than that.
Yeah, you know? And then Larry had that as the game of the week. He put on the All-Star Touch Football League. The Prospects deliver blow to hapless Irish. Wide receiver, defensive back, Delaney McKinnon II, I guess. Delaney McKinnon, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Line even. Whatever. Is that somebody from his team, Delaney McKinnon?
I suppose.
I guess so. He must have got two touchdowns and 2 interceptions, somebody from the prospect.
All right. Well, good for him.
Right? whoever you are, Delaney McKinnon, great job. It's a round of applause for you.
I still can't believe that, man. I mean, but, well, let's see.
All right, did you see any games at all?
Nah, none.
All right, then we had Steel City over the Patriots. Now he put on here, Steel City defense dominates. Patriots elite stretch continues versus RB next week. Rock Bottom. Patriots elite stretch continues versus Rock Bottom next week.
Yeah, they play in the Rock Bottom next week. So, I mean.
Oh, I guess he put.
But, yo, Jim, when I was talking to Jim, Jim was actually excited about his team. He felt like his team is definitely going to compete. And
they covered whatever the Vegas spread that Larry had put. He put that he was giving the Patriots 18 points. And yeah.
Oh, shit. He was pretty much close at that.
Yeah.
Jim was kind of mad. Like, 18 points.
Yeah. 18 points.
18 points.
You know what? He was close with all his
he
Vegas
picks. He definitely was close
except
with
for
all
two.
Of them.
Except for two.
Yeah, he was pretty close.
Yeah.
He was pretty damn close.
The only two, like, I think he was off by was the Panthers and Colonial Diner game and Price Electric and the Ravagers game.
In his game.
And actually, you know what? He was close with the Price and his game. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, is an elite team. GCRs did horrible last season and regular season. They just.
They came together in
the playoffs.
In the playoffs and had a nice little run.
So I expected them to not do so good
but,
this season.
I mean, for 18 points, I mean, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty damn close.
It is.
Holy snap. Like,
All right. 25, actually. Yeah. It brings the Patriots to 25. Plus 7 plus 18 is 25.
Yo, it's pretty damn crazy how he got that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's crazy.
And when I first looked at the spread, I'm like, oh, my God, he's giving all these teams, like, ridiculous points. They're crazy. But he was actually right.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually right.
Rock bottom versus the hybrids.
Yeah, so rock bottom was 41 hybrids. 24, somebody said that's the old new guys team or something like that. They used to be the new guys.
No, they weren't the new guys. They were the hybrids.
They were always the hybrids?
They were the hybrids.
They hung in there. They scored against
Rock Bottom. They scored some points. What was the spread on that one?
Let's see. That one was Rock Bottom scores at will versus rejuvenated hybrids, 17.5. So he's given hybrids 17.5.
That's pretty close.
41.5. Actually, the hybrids win with the spread. 41.5.
By half a point.
By half a point, yep.
Oof. Larry, wow. Yo, that's crazy. Rock bottom is going to be tough to stop.
You think so?
I know so.
You think they're going to go all the, they go all the way every year. They go to the championship game every year.
It depends on if, I guess, Camden can beat them or not.
No, and Camden, I heard there's no BAM. They combined with committee, and there's no, I guess.
Committee's quarterback is playing.
Committee's quarterback is playing and not BAM.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know. I really don't know. So 41-24.
Which we would have known now. We could have tried to recruit BAM. No, I'm kidding.
I'm cool.
No, I'm good. You got a good quarterback. All right. Then we got Panthers over Colonial Diner. He had a crazy one on that. Panthers hold in an offensive powered game versus Colonial. 7. He was giving the Panthers 7 points. Or the Panthers were giving up 7 points.
Colonial put it in a
points, yeah. Colonial won.
With the points, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess he wasn't. I don't know. I guess he wasn't sure what Colonial was going to show up.
But then again, last season, the Panthers beat Colonial Diner in all three of the games they played on.
I heard Colonial, from what I heard, Colonial had all their guys from, like, the old Colonial teams. Like
the original Colonial side, like showed up.
Colonial was really, really good. So.
Yeah, and then last season, Panthers played Colonial Diner 3 times, and the Panthers beat Colonial Diner all 3 times. All right, then we got the Braves over the Immortal Kings.
I know he gave us 13.
Quarterback Sean Eastwood rocks out with the new look Braves versus new entry team Immortal Kings. Immortal Kings only 5 players. Of course, he has to throw that in there.
A win is a win.
A win is a win.
They have 5 players. I mean, that's I ain't apologizing for a win. I'm sorry, brother.
Yeah. Don't matter how you win, as long as you win, all that matters.
Hey, that's all that mattered to me. I mean, they had some decent players. They just didn't have enough of them.
And he had you guys giving up 13.5 points. Even with the points given up, they still didn't cover. The score is actually 36. Bill has it wrong on there. He has it 33.
Yeah.
So it's 36-6.
36-6, yeah.
Even with the 13.5 points, they still didn't meet the spread.
Yeah, I mean, I still thought, honestly, I thought that was kind of high. I thought that was kind of high.
For your team?
Yeah, I thought.
You didn't expect your team to be as good as they were. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't expect them to have 5 players, but I don't give a damn.
And you weren't sure. You weren't sure what you had.
I wasn't sure what my team was going to look like either.
You didn't know what you had yet. You got as a new team, you kind of just got these players. You weren't sure what you're working with on the field yet.
Yeah, pretty much. So it was kind of, we both were a newer team. Like, that's the first time I had all these guys out there together.
But that's a bad sign for the Immortal Kings. Their first game and only 5 guys showed up.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
help them out with, like, this kid. Kid that texts me. Trying to give him to him. I mean,
so they can recruit some more players. Well, that's nice.
I'm trying to give him and his cousin to them. So it's the kid named Nick Lopez. He played for the Thunder back in the day, like a couple seasons ago. He used to be like a little rusher, and half that team speaks Spanish. So and he speaks Spanish. So
there you go.
It would be a good look.
And probably be a good fit.
Matter of fact, applaud me for that. You know, I mean, I'm just
a nice thing to do.
Yeah, it's a good gesture.
What a positive role model. Now it's your roster's full.
I'm trying to help them out. He said that his cousin wanted to play too. So
because that's the one thing you like. It's a new team, and you kind of didn't want them to get dominated and get defeated in the beginning of the season, and you kind of like stuck it to them.
Hey, man, I mean, they were talking trash out there.
Were they?
Yeah, getting stomped out, beat down, and still talking trash.
Really?
I mean, for real. Talking heavy trash. Yo, talking mad-ish. Yeah, they were.
Five people.
There's barely breathing out there, talking all kinds of trash. So they're a gritty team, but they were calling their plays in Spanish and stuff. And
so you don't know what they're saying.
Who cares?
Yeah.
It didn't matter. You can talk all that shit all you want. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It didn't matter what you throw. Yeah.
It truly didn't matter. Like they were yala. whatever, man. Good luck. Good luck next week, guys. I hope you guys show up and don't drop out.
They play Rock Bottom. Oh, no, they don't play.
I hope he doesn't have them against.
They play
Rock
the hybrids.
That's still gonna be rough on them. They better have enough guys.
Yeah.
Because the hybrids can stick it to them too.
They can't compete season with five guys. Definitely not.
No. And it was hot out there.
Yeah. What if they get winded?
They were done by halftime.
Of course, they have nobody.
They were done by halftime. I kind of felt bad for them.
They're playing both offense and defense.
Offense and defense, to the point where it was like. But like I said, I am not apologizing for a win in this league. I'm not.
A win is a win. It don't matter. Like
last season, Jim and them beat
committee.
Jim and them beat committee.
With five
and they
players.
Had five guys. And I didn't hear him apologizing for that win. So
a win is a win.
So I'm not apologizing for a win. Never.
All right. Then we got next one is Camden versus Decepticon. Larry put Camden's new quarterback, Egan, leads defending champs to victory versus Decepticon. Camden was giving up 16 points.
It was a little
22,
off.
Yeah.
But I mean,
but this 16, it brings it
I'm
to
glad to see the
Decepticons
back out there, man. I mean, it's good to see them.
Yeah, because they've been out of the league for a couple seasons now.
I don't think they played in the sprint. Maybe they're just a fall team. Maybe they're just a fall team because they just didn't play in the spring or that winter spring combination thing
yeah.
they just did. So yeah, I guess they're just a fall team. But yeah, I guess they're back.
Then we got Price Electric over the Monstars. The Ravagers, a.k.a. Monstars, scored touchdown under 2 minutes with chance to tie but fail on game-tying extra two-point try. Flop for getting onside kick option.
Yeah, they didn't even forgot they can do an onside kick. They forgot they could do an onside kick. Yo, you got to give me the Charlie Murphy laugh, yo. Where's the Charlie Murphy laugh?
You might have wanted to get there. And a whole glass on that one.
Hell yeah. You got the onside kick, but anyway, better luck next time.
And he had that one was a 2.5.
You don't want to talk. Jim don't want to talk.
He had that one as a 2.5-point spread. So that was
pretty,
close.
That's dead on.
Yeah,
who was the favorite?
The Price Electric, of course.
Price Electric. And not to mention that Aaron wasn't there.
Yeah, I guess Aaron didn't show up this week.
Give me that Charlie Murphy laugh again. Jared didn't show up. He could sign into the year, didn't show up.
Was he scared to compete against his competitor, Scott?
No, I don't know. Now I know you wanted to play.
Yeah, I know.
He wanted to play, buddy. Saying, his work schedule is interfering with him actually playing, and you know, such and such didn't get back to him or whatever. So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. Ain't none of my
but
business.
But anyway, he ain't on your team. That's probably like his problem or whatever
that
team.
That ain't none of my business.
Whatever
you know.
Team he recruited himself to.
Yeah, so. But, you know, when you have a big free agent show up for the first game of the season, it's kind of like, you know, oh, well. But, yeah, so they lost. They lost on a two-point conversion, I guess. They had a chance to tie the game.
And they forgot the onside kick.
Yeah, and then they forgot the onside kick. You know, that's what happens when you go to the meetings and stuff. Like, you remember stuff like that. You know what I mean? Like,
they didn't show up at the meeting?
Yeah, I didn't
see it.
Of course,
so why would they know that?
I mean, that's what happens when you don't go to the meetings and things. You know what I'm saying? You
don't read the rules.
How you forget the onside kick? That's enough, though. But let's see. Who'd you pick? You picked Camden to win.
Yeah, I picked Camden. You picked Camden. I picked the prospects. You picked GCR.
Boo! Why did I do that?
Yeah,
right.
We both picked Steel City. We both picked Rock Bottom. We both picked Price.
Yeah.
You picked Colonial. I picked Panthers. Which,
but I said I'd take it with
points,
the 2 points.
Though,
well, with the points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the points,
it
would have
been tied. It would have been tied.
No, with the points you won, because he was giving Colonial 7.
Didn't they only win by
2?
Yeah, 2 points.
Yeah, but Larry gave him 7.
Oh, Larry gave him 7. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, that was my. These are my fucking.
Right. You put 2. Yeah.
And it was close. That's what it was.
It actually won by 2. Yeah. That would have made it tie.
It would have been a tie. I gave Colonial Diner 2 points. Larry gave him 7. But then I gave us even. Immortal Kings and Braves Diner. I mean, and we both took us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, that's cool, man. It's just good. Good to have football back. It's not our football league.
NFL.
You know, NFL.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Crazy week.
Yeah.
Just like
All Star Touch Football League, the NFL, your
fantasy
football.
Back, you know, I mean, even though the DraftKings thing didn't work out because some dudes didn't get in, so I couldn't do that. That sucked. But other than that, it was a pretty good week, man.
Yeah, Sundays are a day to look forward to now.
I don't want to talk about the Braves the whole show, but let's talk about the Braves.
Go for it. Your new team.
You can
brag about your team.
I'm just excited, man. I'm excited to have such young guys, and no, I'm just excited to, you know, just be a, like, have, I don't know, hold up, let me see, I'll check, but I'm just excited to have, you know, I mean, just young players and shit, and Sean played well, man, I know it was against
people.
5 guys, and the 2 dudes that he brought out were monsters, man. I'm just happy that they're on my team, man. and that's it, man. And I just want to
we got to give a round of applause to Reese, to Sean, to Chris, everybody who helped recruit players
for
the Braves.
And I appreciate all you guys, man. Reese, Chris, Sean. Let's give them a round of applause.
Yeah, you guys all
give them a round of applause.
You guys are responsible for the Braves coming together.
Yes, and I can't see you now. But you know, football time and. We're back. It's back. The Braves are back.
You got in under the wire. We weren't sure if you're even going to have a team or if you were just going to play, but thanks to some loyal friends, you pulled it together.
I definitely want to, you know, say thank you to Jim as well, because if not, he said I could also rock out with him. So
right.
Let's give Jim a round of applause there.
He said you had an old
I'm not saying sorry for winning this game. I'm not, yo. Larry can talk all that smack all he wants. I'm not saying sorry for winning that game.
Yeah, it don't matter.
5 guys, I don't care if they had 3 guys. If you're going out there to play, if you're going to be in the league, if you put
money to
guys on the field,
it.
I'm beating you. I'm trying to beat you.
Yeah, of course. You're not
out
there.
So why are you like, because they were trying to say, hey, won't you guys have a guy going on their team? I'm like, who?
That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
You want you to get your guys?
Yeah. You guys got so many guys. Won't you just let one guy play on their team just to make it fair? Like, No.
No.
I don't know them guys. Like, no. No, no,
and if this situation
no.
was reversed and they had all the players and you had five, they definitely wouldn't give you one of their players.
Yeah, I'm not doing that, man. I'm sorry.
It's not your shit.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing that.
You're trying to give them Nick Lopez. You're trying to get them
he's a good kid.
People
yeah.
for their team, but
yeah.
that's their own fault for starting in a league with only five players.
Hopefully maybe a guy didn't show up. Maybe
yeah.
they were expecting a guy to show up.
Hopefully,
you know
they, yeah. Hopefully, they get together and more guys come.
If they think that it's going to be like, you know, what I'm saying, like any easier,
it's not.
It's not.
It's going to get harder. Like,
because it was hot out there, yo, and my guys were burning up out there, like sweating, and. We were rotating.
Yeah.
And these guys were still tired.
These guys
so
were playing
I know.
Defense.
You know what? We got to give the Immortal Kings a round of applause. We're just sticking it, hanging it out. I'm like, just sticking it out, man.
Not quickly. Both sides of the ball.
And they were giving it 100%, man. They were trying. But like I said, man, when you guys got fresh guys coming in and out of the game, we had 16 guys
right.
versus five. And I'm like I said, I am not apologizing for that.
Yeah,
but,
young guys who are like, you know what I mean, in shape, you know.
And I just can't, I'm not apologizing for it, but it's just like, it ain't going to get any better, guys. You guys got to pick up some guys, definitely. Like at least a sub.
Yeah.
At least a
or
sub.
Two.
Or two. Because it was, I'm telling you, it was like
luckily,
it felt like it was 80, 90 degrees out there.
Luckily, the commissioner changed it because it used to be
you
had to have six people or
yeah,
they would have forfeited.
Forfeit, yeah, and that's no way to
start the season having to pay. It's now $175 forfeit fee. So
yeah, that wouldn't have been cool, man.
That would have been was the team last year, the Red Devils?
No, what you call quit in the middle of the season. The Savages.
The Savage. That would have been another Savages.
Yeah, nobody wants to see that, man. Nobody wants to see that. But, you know, listen. Let's get on to... I don't know who that is. I don't know who that is. Want to take it?
Yeah.
Who it is?
Oh, Adam.
Yo, welcome to Barbershop Talk Radio. What's up?
All right. First things first, I want to say go Eagles. I just got to get that out of the way first. Go ahead and get that out of the way right now.
Yeah.
I'm mad that they just gave Tom Brady another 6 years in this goddamn league because how they just beat the Steelers and now they got AB. Oh, Tom Brady's about to get eight. I bet you by the time he retires, he's going to have eight Super Bowls. Bet.
I believe that too, bro.
I believe that too. Yo, that shit ain't no fair, dog.
And he's got Antonio Brown.
For Tom Brady to get Antonio Brown, it's like just giving him a Super Bowl. Just give it to him.
And then on top of that, hold on. This is why I love this. I hate the Patriots, but this is why you gotta love them. So when the Steelers were trying to trade AB the first time, I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So
okay.
When the Steelers were trying to trade AB the first time, like. They didn't want to do that because, you know what I'm saying, they don't want to go to the Patriots. So the Patriots had to pay that whole ticket if they would have got Antonio Brown then, you know, all that money he got paid. So he got traded to the Raiders. So now the Patriots got the same mother they were looking for a cheaper price of 1 year. Like,
absolutely.
The Patriots worked out. Like,
the Steelers were trying to keep him away from an AFC rivalry. Like, so they didn't want, that's why they sent him out to the Raiders. But the Raiders just couldn't handle it. I don't know why they let him do what he did, man. I would have suspended his ass and let him sit down on the bench for the whole season, man.
Why? What did he do?
He was doing all kinds of tweeting and recording conversations.
Oh, really?
Acting
no,
a fool.
Listen, the thing that pissed everybody off, okay, it wasn't that the helmet, even though that was stupid, but it wasn't the helmet. It wasn't him being AB. It was when he showed that letter that he got fined. Like, you know,
yeah.
AB, he's going to broadcast everything. He don't give about anything. Like, he's going to broadcast it. He did it in a locker room after a playoff game. You think he's not going to show the world that y'all fined him? That's what he do, man. Like, so that's what pissed him off, that he showed that fine off.
Yeah, but that, wasn't the last straw, though. The last straw was the conversation that he recorded with John Gruden. That was the last straw. Like, You can't do that. You can't do that. They should have just suspended him, man. What would you have done? What would you have done to him?
I mean, truthfully, y'all got what y'all paid for. Y'all knew what y'all was getting. So I would have never, if I would have picked him up, I would have let him play. I would have just let him play. And if he didn't progress, then guess what? Now I can get rid of you. Now I have a good reason to get rid of you. You've been acting up. You've been acting stupid. So now we're down. We're 0-4. And you're a reason. And you're one of the reasons why we're not good. You're not progressing.
Hey,
you're not making us.
Are you watching the game right now? The Raiders is winning 14-0 right now, dog. So they're doing all right without him. I know it's just the Broncos, but they're winning without him. But check it out. They didn't want to pay him that $30 million, bro. They didn't want to pay him that $30 million. Like, can you expect them to want to pay him 30? If you let him stay on the roster till Sunday by 4 o'clock, he gets the $30 million. So by releasing him, you don't owe him nothing. Matter of fact, he owes the Raiders money for skipping practice and stuff. So, I mean, come on, bro. You cannot tell me that you would have just kept him on the roster, paid him $30 million, and then dealt with all his nonsense. I just wouldn't have did it. I wouldn't have did it.
Listen, goddammit. I am the type of person you're going to show me. Yeah, God damn it. You're going to show me what the fuck you're going to do. All right, you're going to act up? All right, I do it with my kid. Keep acting up. Okay, keep acting up. Keep acting up. Okay, then. So now when you're doing something and you're not progressing in it, guess what? I'm going to take it from you.
I'm going to take it from you.
Now it's over for you. Now you're cut. You're not getting this no more. You're done. Go sit down somewhere. Like Colin Kaepernick. Colin Kaepernick, I don't care. I don't care how nobody feels. He got a settlement. So you're never going back to the NFL, homie. I don't know
what you think
in what lifetime that you think you're coming back. You're not.
No, he's not.
Okay?
They already paid him to go away.
Yeah.
They already paid him to go away. So that's him. But, yo, man, you an Eagles fan?
He said go Eagles.
Die hard.
Okay, me too,
die
bro.
Hard.
Me too.
Like, die hard. Everybody is worried about, oh, we got to get a Super Bowl now, or Carson Wentz got to get a Super Bowl. No, Carson Wentz doesn't. Me living in Pittsburgh for half of my life and dealing with people saying to me 6 rings and the Eagles ain't shit, and I went through hell and blood, sweat, and tears dealing with people's bullshit for half of my life when it came to the Steelers, I got my Super Bowl. I don't give a fuck about none of y'all no more. I don't care.
We got that ring, baby.
Like, yeah.
Yo, that was sad to see Nick Foles go down like that, bro. I didn't like that, man.
That was funny. And then right when they were talking about Carson Wentz's injuries, they were literally right when they were talking about his injuries, he got injured. That was so funny. I died laughing. Like, yo.
That was a dirty play, bro. I love Nick Foles, dog. That was a dirty play, dog. You can't drive the quarterback into the dirt, man.
I'm starting not to be on your side right now, homie. Because guess what? I'm from football, okay? I'm from football. And you throw your shoulder into the quarterback's chest when he hits the ground. Now, they want to change this BS? Okay, that's them. But guess what? That was a legal play in life, okay? Football's been playing.
The rules are the rules, dog. This ain't the 90s. This ain't the early 2000s. Right. You can't do that. That's the rules, bro. All
right.
That's all I'm going off of the rules. Now,
You're going off the rules. Okay, so guess what?
Right.
Are you married?
I like Nick Foles, dog. I like Nick Foles.
Are you married? Because if you're not married and you're having sex right now, you're not following rules. with that being said, like y'all talking about some falling rules, man, everybody's breaking rules right now. I know 15 people right now that's breaking rules. Right now, why are we talking? They're breaking rules. Like, what do you talking about?
That's funny, dog. That's funny. That's cool, though, man. That's cool, though.
But check it, man. Yo, how did you find this, though?
I have my own Blog Talk Radio show, so I always listen to different shows.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the support, bro. Thank you for listening, man. Thank you for listening.
No problem. What's your show called?
We'll have to
listen to your show. What's your show called?
It's called Shameless Radio.
What is it?
Shameless. I'm sorry. I just came from the gym. You got to excuse me. It's called Shameless Radio. This Thursday, I have a show. I'm doing a show. It's going to be, I'm an exotic male entertainer, if you know what that means.
Okay.
So my show is going to be predominantly like male dancers and like promoters. And like the topic is going to be like guy code, girl code type thing. So we're just going to talk about what's guy codes, what's girl codes. Still exist? You know what I mean? Like, do those rules still apply anymore? Do women still have a girl code?
Okay.
You're supposed to, but we'll get into it.
I'm going to listen to you, bro. Thank you, dog. Thank you for...
Thanks for the support.
Thanks for the support, and thanks for calling in, bro. What time on Thursday?
It'll be 7 o'clock my time. East Coast time will be 9 o'clock.
We're in Jersey, so.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, same thing.
Okay,
same thing.
So 9 o'clock. Okay, yeah, it'll be 9 o'clock for y'all time. All
right.
One more thing before you go. How did you feel about the Eagles this week? How did you feel about that win?
I was upset and pissed off, and then I went to sleep, and then I woke up, and then we were winning, so I didn't care no more. I was happy that we were winning. Like, I was upset that we was losing. Like, I was like, what is going on?
I couldn't believe it either.
And welcome back, D-Jack. Welcome back,
yes,
to Sean,
sir.
Jackson.
Let's call the Sean Jackson. Let's call the Sean Jackson. Let's get him. Where's it at? Where's that? Let's applaud the Sean. The Sean, welcome back.
And then... I like it, but still the same Deshaun. On the first play, he got into a fight with a cornerback. That's my DJ. That's what we need out here.
Yes, sir.
That's what we need out here. That's that game green right there.
We should have never got rid of him in the first
play. No, it wasn't we. It was one person that messed up the whole team.
Yes,
Chip
sir.
Messed up a whole team. I didn't even know that was possible.
Yeah,
like,
well, he did.
He fucked up the whole team.
He proved that.
So, yeah.
But thank you,
it
dog.
It worked out, though, man.
Yes, it
no
did.
No problem,
yes,
man. I'm going to keep listening, man.
All right, thank you, dog.
All right,
man. Well, thank you, man.
Somebody that found us and called us in.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
But let's get back to our upcoming week 2 games
for the All-Star Touch Football League.
Go ahead.
8:45, we got Prospects versus Decepticons. I got the Prospects.
Wow. I'm not going to say that.
He don't have the spread up yet, so.
That don't matter about the spread, but I'm just saying I don't know.
Really? You think that Decepticons can compete more than GCRs did? Better than GCRs?
I know they can. You know what? I'm going to go with the Prospects. Let's go with the Prospects. Steel City versus
Panthers.
I'm going with Steel City.
Yeah.
Ravagers versus Colonial Diner.
I'm going with Colonial Diner. I'll give it Colonial Diner. That's
W. You go with Colonial Diner?
Colonial Diner. Randy, this W is for you.
Yo, yeah. Give me Colonial Diner.
Randy, better take that cake. Is he even a quarterback on there?
Nah, it's Lou. Lou's a quarterback.
Lou, we're giving you that win.
All right, let's go.
Then we got the Hybrids versus Immortal Kings. I don't know the Hybrids. I hope the Immortal Kings come out and show something better. But
yeah.
I got to go with the Hybrids, too.
I'll go with the Hybrids. I'm sorry.
Then the 10 a.m. games. We got Camden versus Price Electric. I got to go with Camden.
Yeah, I'm going Camden.
Then we got Rock Bottom versus the Patriots. I got to go. Sorry, Jim. But
yeah.
Got to go with Rock Bottom.
And then GCRs versus Braves. And, of course, I'm going with the Braves.
Yeah, me too.
Now, I don't know about the spreads, But
we don't have them
be up.
Larry
will have them up. You know what I'm
and
saying?
And Mr. Larry, Mr. Vegas didn't call in today. We kind of started the show a little bit late tonight.
I fell asleep, man.
Yeah, he kind of
fell asleep.
So we started later than we should have. Larry was ready to call in, but it was our fault. We didn't get on till
so
late.
My bad, dog. My bad, player.
So,
my bad, man.
Well, we'll go over Larry's power rankings later, but do you want to go over what we think the power rankings are right now?
Yeah, we could do that right now. We could do that right now. We could do that.
All right. So based off of the wins last week and the wins and losses.
Based off of that, you got to have – Camden is still number one.
I agree.
Camden is still number one to me.
I agree. I mean, they beat an A team, but they haven't beat an elite team.
I would go Camden, Rock Bottom, Steel City, two, and three.
I agree.
And then, all right, well, Larry had Rock Bottom one, Steel City two, Camden three, Prospects four, Price Electric. And then he had GC Irish, the Ravagers, the Hybrids, the Panthers, the Braves, the Decepticons, Patriots, Colonial Diner, and the Immortal Kings is last. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess because they're a new team and nobody
knew.
Yeah,
but I don't know how he knew something about them.
Really?
He had to.
Maybe you just didn't know anything about them. That's why you put them last. I would have put them last, too, just because I don't know.
I put us last.
You put you last just being modest because you didn't know what you had. But
yeah.
That's the same thing I would have did with the Immortal Kings because I didn't know what they were or who they were or how they were going to play. So until I saw something from them, I would have put them last. And after this week's game, I would definitely still have them last.
Yeah, definitely. So I'm starting to like his, except for I would have Camden as number one.
Right.
I would have Camden number one,
Rock Bottom
number
Steel
two,
City.
Steel City. And then this is where it gets a little tricky. From three, four on down, I would drop Price Electric.
I would too.
I would drop Price Electric.
Because they just barely beat the Monsters.
Yeah.
Barely.
I would drop Price Electric down.
Maybe put the Prospects over.
I would definitely move
them.
The Prospects up.
Yeah.
So I would put the Prospects up next.
We got
Prospects
at four.
I would put
Prospects
at four. And then I would have, honestly, I would probably move.
You guys?
I would probably put the Prospects. I mean, I'd probably put the Prospects at, I mean, the Prospects.
Price
Electric at number five.
And then I would put you guys up there.
No. No.
You won.
No.
You still won.
I would have the Hybrids.
They lost.
So what? It doesn't matter.
See, now you're just being modest.
No, it doesn't matter. I would put the Hybrids, the Decepticons, the Panthers.
See, y'all do it different than me. DC
then,
would be down the bottom because they lost.
Then I would have the Braves. Then I would have the Patriots.
GC.
Colonial Diner.
GC
Irish,
the Monstars, and then the
Monstars
Immortal
and the Immortal Kings.
Yeah,
that's how I would do it. I'm not gonna be a dick or nothing like that, but that's just how I see it.
I agree. So you got Camden number one, Rock Bottom number two, Steel City number three,
uh-huh.
Prospects number four,
yeah,
Price Electric number five,
uh huh.
Then you said Hybrids number six,
Hybrids number six.
Decepticons?
Seven.
Panthers.
Panthers.
And then Braves.
Then Braves.
Okay. Then Patriots.
Then
Then
Colonial GC Irish. No, Colonial Diner.
And Colonial.
Then GC Irish.
Because they've been they hung in there. You know what I mean? Colonial Diner
I missed the Monstars.
No, you said GC Irish,
Monstars,
Immortal
King.
Then Immortal King.
Yeah.
And that's, I don't know what Larry's going to do, but that's...
That's what I think.
That's
what I think.
Our power rankings.
Yeah, that's
sweet.
What I think. I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like, we're this powerhouse, but...
You're still figuring out what you got.
Ourselves.
You're still figuring out what you're working with. You know what I mean?
Improving ourselves, and that's all that matters.
And that's all you can do. Prove yourself and move up or down in the power rankings. But
mm-hmm.
right now, after last week's games, like I think that's a good, honest start.
Yeah, I mean, I could say, hey, we're ahead of the Patriots, the Decepticons, the hybrids.
I would. If I was doing it.
Price Electric. Put us at number 5. I can see that.
But see,
but
the way
not.
You guys do power rankings and the way I would do power rankings is different. I would do based off of their wins and losses and how they look
but
on paper.
But it's about how much the worth the one was.
Yeah.
About how much the win was worth.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So, like, the hybrids and Decepticons, they both lost. So, I would move them down the list. They both lost their games.
Yeah, they did.
So I would put the Panthers, the Braves above them, then the Hybrids, then the Decepticons. That would be
but
my
that,
power
ranking.
I mean,
they still put in work. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, the
we'll
Hybrids scored 24 points against rock bottom. I mean, that's a...
Maybe the playoffs. And, damn, I'm sweating.
Yeah, it's
ass
hot
off.
In here.
Is that my beard? Like, am I drooling or something? Holy
we
shit.
We have to turn the air off.
Yeah,
so all right,
let's end this shit. Yeah, well, right. That was good. We named the games for next week.
We did the power rankings.
Star rankings.
We'll be on next Monday at 9 o'clock. We'll be on at 9 o'clock.
Yeah,
so definitely.
Thank you guys for listening. Oh, yeah. Give them the number. Here.
Oh, yeah. The new guest call in number. The guest call in is 516-387-1879. Or you can listen live on blogtalkradio.com/youngslim1224. Or you can check us out on YouTube, YUN9SLIM. Like, comment, and subscribe on YouTube. And we'll see y'all next Monday at 9.
Sign up. Peace.